This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. One person is dead this afternoon after a shooting outside the El Paso County Courthouse in Colorado Springs. Police say they received a call about the shooting shortly after 10 o'clock. They confirm there is no active threat to the community, but haven't said whether they've made any arrests. Two people were also injured and treated for minor injuries, authorities say. The courthouse is closed for the rest of the day. Migrants arriving in Denver continue to end up on city streets. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports a city council member went out yesterday to see how many children are sleeping outside.
The sidewalk is full of people. A city council member, Amanda Sandoval, visits a long row of tents. She and her staff counted 38 kids sleeping here on Wednesday, most who timed out of a city-operated hotel across the street.
I wish we could go to the U.S. Mint and print more money.
Yeah.
We can't, and so we are doing everything we can.
Mayor Mike Johnson has said he needs cash from the federal government to address this properly. Sandoval said she and her colleagues will divert money from their office budgets to help out, and she hopes to create an organization that will coordinate volunteers waiting for direction. In the meantime, this humanitarian crisis continues to unfold. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
COVID-19 cases and positivity rates are both up in Colorado. The state reports 244 people are in the hospital with confirmed COVID-19 cases. That's up from last week, but below this false high of 257. About 2% of patients being tested in the ER are testing positive. That's the same level as last week. About 100 Coloradans died due to the virus last month. With the holidays coming up, doctors and public health officials are urging Coloradans to get vaccinated for COVID-19 and the flu. This is CPR News and KRCC.